Well, basically, I mean, the title of the exhibition is Hidden Publics, and it's basically an exhibition on photography and video, dealing with different structures in urban cityscapes and kind of like urban landscapes that kind of deal with the construction of a reality that is basically shown but not always revealed in terms of the political or social structures. I mean, I could give you an example of one artist from Germany, from Hamburg. It's Markus Dorfmüller. He, for example, photographed several asylum camps for migrants in Germany. And what you see in the photos is basically just boring pictures of houses behind trees or behind fences. And but in the end, it's not revealed that, for example, that that these photographs or that the areas deal with migration camps or asylum camps. And so, in a way, what the exhibition tries to show is how visibility is generated via photography and also via video, but also in terms of what is manipulated and what is constructed and what media today basically try to show and what try to hide. So it's also, yeah, basically, I mean, if you look at the history of photography and also, of course, at video, I mean, it's always been thought at the beginning that photography is something that could document reality, but of course, within, you know, a history of more than 150 years of photographic theory, it's I mean, always been the case that, of course, photography can only also be some kind of a construction, because it's also always a subjective construction, and this becomes clear, of course, if you look at the mass media, and in this way, of course, artists using either photography or video kind of try to criticize, in a way, what mass media show, and this is also in terms of, like, what the artists or the works in the exhibition try to reveal in terms of showing something that you would probably not see in the mass media, but that, you know, a critical artist is kind of trying to research upon or to look at.